Hi, my name is Mr. Barlow, and welcome to episode 2 of A Bunch of Interesting Stuff. In today's show, I'll be talking about a giant sea scorpion. I'll tell you about a comet, which is bigger than our sun, which has been found in our solar system. I'll tell you how to find out who's naughty or nice. I'll talk a little bit about space toilets, and I'll also tell you how to get rich quick. I want to start today's episode by talking about some of the environmental problems which are facing our planet. So, the United Nations issued a global warming forecast not very long ago, and it talked about just some of the worldwide devastation which is going to happen if we don't act soon to stop global warming. So, it talked about things that are going to happen like water shortages, there'll be extensive species loss, melting snow and glaciers, higher average temperatures around the world. Obviously, rising sea levels because of the melting snow and glaciers. So there's some of the consequences of global warming as a result of the greenhouse effect. But a key quote, I suppose, that came out of it was the United Nations Secretary said, "Only urgent global action will do, and we've all got to do it." And it's a bit of a worry that so many bad things are happening, I suppose. And another bit of research which came out recently, it's a new database which is out, and it collects data from more than 4,000 power companies and 50,000 power plants around the globe. And one little tidbit of information from the data is that Australia produces more carbon dioxide per person through electricity generation than any other nation in the world. So Australia is the worst per person at making carbon dioxide from electricity generation. That's just embarrassing. I mean, we're the globe's in serious danger, and Australia's leading the way at destroying it. It makes me a little bit embarrassed, I suppose. Another bit of research on environmental stuff which has been happening lately is that polar bears only live in the Arctic, so in the northern hemisphere, and they live on the ice of the Arctic. And because lots of the Arctic sea ice is melting, apparently lots of young, so really young and kind of weaker polar bears, and older and also weaker polar bears are dying because they're finding conditions a little bit harder, to fish and eat and stuff. And it's predicted that about two-thirds of the world's polar bears could disappear by the year 2050. So that would just be another species which would be in danger of extinction because of adverse human activities. And that'd be a real shame. On a positive note, in terms of the environment, we all know that water is an extremely valuable resource, and no life on Earth would be here without it. But some super smart scientists, some geneticists in fact, have just developed some drought-resistant plants. So the plants, if you water them with 70% less water than they would normally get, they only grew 12% less. So they'll grow a little bit less, but you can give them far less water and they'll still grow. It was actually the scientists did the research by looking at some plant hormones and figured out how to keep the plant alive and healthy, even if it didn't have very much water. Last thing on the environment. It's not really very environmental, but it's about the second planet in our solar system, Venus. There was quite a bit of research done on that lately, and they found out that Venus has got lightning and all sorts of stuff like that, so it's pretty cool to be on Venus. Well, it actually wouldn't be very cool at all because the surface temperature of Venus is about 460 degrees Celsius. Interestingly, Venus used to have conditions probably pretty similar to what we've got here on Earth. So it would have been covered in oceans, and people may have been able to live there. Like, it might have been cool enough for people to live there. But it seems that it got really, really hot. So, from humans being able to live there and nice conditions to 460 degrees Celsius, it changed that way because the oceans boiled off. So, all the water boiled away because they had a really, really bad greenhouse effect that saw the carbon dioxide levels rise until carbon dioxide made up nearly 97% of the planet's atmosphere. So, lots of heat came in. But none of it left, so that Venus got really, really hot, and now it's a really, really bad place to be. So that kind of makes me want to stop emitting carbon dioxide because I don't want to see Earth get to 460 degrees Celsius. That would be really bad. On astronomy, still, just well, currently still, there's a comet in our solar system. So right now in our solar system, which is bigger than the sun, and that might not sound like very much, but if you think of Earth as being about the size of the head of a pin, then the sun would be about the size of a basketball. So head of a pin, really, really small, compared to a basketball, really, really big. Well, there's a comet in our solar system even bigger than that. So there's a comet in our solar system bigger than the sun. That's massive. So you might be thinking, oh, we're all gonna die. Well, don't be too worried, because apparently the core of the comet is actually quite small, only about 3.5 kilometers across, but it's got a huge cloud of icy particles surrounding it. So it's this cloud of icy particles which ends up being bigger than the sun. So it's not like a really, really big rock is about to come slamming into us. It's just a whole bunch of dust, but it ends up being bigger than the sun. So that's amazing. Last episode, I talked about why moose head towards roads to give birth. And I don't know why people are doing all this research into animals and roads, but just quickly, chipmunks, if they're living at home, wherever their home is, and you move them to another side of a road, so you make them cross a road and then dump them somewhere, most of the time they won't go home. So it seems that chipmunks are afraid of crossing the road. Nothing like moose or chickens, they just don't want to cross the road. Some researchers have also found a fossil just the other day, and it was the fossil of a claw, and the claw was 46 centimeters long, so that's nearly half a meter. And they think that it came from an old sea scorpion, which measured about 2.5 meters long. So it would have been a bit like a shrimp or a yabby or something maybe, but it would have been way bigger than a person, and it would have had claws half a meter long, snapping at its prey and everything like that. Fortunately, it probably lived about 400 million years ago. Man, that would be a really, really big thing to come, and you wouldn't want that nipping at your ankles while you're going for a swim in the ocean, that's for sure. Next topic. So some psychologists have done some research on babies, and it's astounding really, but babies seem to prefer nice people to nasty people. So they showed these babies this kind of animation of a couple of blocks. One block was trying to climb a hill, and either a different block would stop it from trying to climb the hill or would help it trying to climb the hill. And then when you gave the blocks to the baby to play with, it would always pick the block which was nice and trying to help another block climb a hill, and it would never pick the nasty block which was trying to kind of push the other block down the hill. So babies know, if you're nasty in front of a baby, they know they're not going to be your friend. Be nice. Be nice, everybody. Be nice to everybody. Very quickly, in Cambodia, a couple of Cambodians, I presume, they caught a massive catfish, which was 2.5 meters long, so nearly as big as that giant sea scorpion that lived hundreds of millions of years ago. And the catfish weighed 204 kilograms. That's a big catfish. Man, imagine how many fish fingers you could make with that. 204 kilograms of fish fingers. Now, if you're going to eat those fish fingers, some people might want to put chili on their fish fingers. And chilies are great. I really like food. I like Thai food, hot spicy Thai food, and Indian food and stuff like that. But the hottest chili in the world is called a naga jolokia. And it's really, really hot. And if you eat one, you can sustain intense pain sensations in your mouth for up to 30 minutes. You'd probably want to have a Slurpee right after eating it. And extreme care should be taken when ingesting the chili. But an interesting fact about it is that in northeastern India, those chilies, farmers smear them on fences and around their crops and stuff to keep wild elephants at a distance. So it's that hot that it scares away elephants. I wouldn't want to have them in one of my lovely stir fries, that's for sure. A bit of information, which is not new information or anything, because humans have been going up into space for a long time. But have you ever thought about if you're in space, how do you go to the toilet? It's a bit gross, but bear with me. So on Earth, when you go to the toilet, gravity pulls your waste or excrement downwards away from your body, more often than not into a toilet bowl. But when you're in space, there's no gravity, so when you go to the toilet, your waste isn't going to fall down, it's just going to kind of float. And that's gross. You don't want to go to the toilet and have your excrement float. So what they do is they get a little tube kind of thing which has a little bit of suction in it, and it kind of sucks your waste away. There's a great video on the site. Click the link and go check it out. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody would like to know the answer to this. It's how do you get rich quick? So there's two ways. First way is there were these people in Italy and they found one of the biggest truffles ever. A truffle is it's a really highly sought after edible species of fungus. So mushrooms are a fungus, so kind of like a mushroom, I suppose, but they're really rare and they're really expensive. And they found this truffle just growing. It weighed 1.5 kilos nearly, and they're probably going to get $10,000 to $15,000 for it, this one little mushroom. So if you've got any truffles going around, sell them, get rich quick. That's pretty good. Another good way to get rich quick is find whale vomit. So whale vomit, it's called ambergris, and it's really rare and really expensive. So often people find a bit of ambergris, well, not very often at all, actually, but occasionally people find a bit of ambergris on the beach, and occasionally they've sold it for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So next time you're walking along the beach, keep your eyes peeled for a big ball of grossness, and you never know, you might just get rich quick. So good luck with that. And that brings episode 2 to a close. To learn more interesting stuff, head over to mrbarlow.wordpress.com. And once again, thanks for listening.